Good morning. It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. About one out of every six public school students in Baltimore attends a charter school, but tensions between the charters and the school district are high. The ongoing dispute over what share of public school money should go to charters led five operators of charter schools to file suit against city schools 3 weeks ago. This week, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake asked former Mayor Kurt Schmoke, now president of the University of Baltimore, to facilitate discussions between the two sides. And school CEO Gregory Thornton withdrew his latest funding plan for charters. With us to talk about the concerns of charter schools in Baltimore is Bobby McDonald, executive director of City Neighbors Foundation. It operates three independent charter schools in northeast Baltimore and is one of the five charter school operators representing eight schools that filed a lawsuit. Welcome to the show, Bobby.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We asked to speak to someone from the school system, but they declined. Bobby, what is the simplest way to describe what the charter schools are upset about in the school system's budgeting plans?
Well, since, the charter school law passed in 2003.
And
since The state law. And since then, that gave folks the ability to gather together and create a charter and have it approved and then independently operate a public school in the city. And since then, there's also a statewide funding formula that was approved by the Court of Appeals back in 2007. And since then, we've worked with several administrations all using that framework for how funding works for charter schools. And that's worked well with collaboration and working
closely
together.
But I'm trying to zero in on where you disagree. We only have a few minutes,
sure.
And I want to make sure people understand, what is it that the schools are proposing that you, in simplest terms, that you think does not serve the charters or is not fair to the charters?
Well, the administration needs to actually follow the state funding formula, and we've asked them to come to the table in a mediated way with transparency so that we can have a consistent and clear legal formula that's being followed, because right now they've abandoned that formula.
You're saying that the Baltimore public schools are not following the formula in state law?
That's right. And the formula that they proposed a couple weeks ago was so far off of it that a lot of great people came together and there was an outcry because the implications of that formula was really a disaster for Baltimore. So
I'm sorry, when you say the implications of the formula would have been a disaster, tell me specifically what you mean.
So the school system proposed a formula to use for next year. And that proposed formula, was not aligned with the state law and instead had a structure that would cause the closure of about 13 schools, that had a redistribution of money, that held money back at central office. It had a lot of implications that would really have hurt a lot of what's happening that's great in our school system right now.
So are you saying, I think I have read that
that
some charter schools said they would have need to close under that funding formula. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying, yes, that the proposed formula that they had proposed and that they have now rescinded and pulled back would have been disastrous. And that there's a state law and a funding formula that exists that they need to follow.
Okay, and I have the impression, we're not going to sort it out in this short interview, I'm sure, but I have the impression that the law calls for a certain amount of per pupil funding from which the authorizing body, in this case the Baltimore Public Schools, are allowed to withhold money for services and activities that will be covered by the central school district. It is my impression, you can tell me if I'm wrong, that the most expensive of those is special education, that the city withholds a lot of money for special education. That's one reason that the funding per pupil in charter schools is something around $9,000.
May I just say how it works? The way the funding works for charters is that all students in Baltimore City have a tuition, and that's about $15,000. And then the way the formula works is you first identify all the revenue coming in, you take off the shared expenses, the debt service, you take out any restricted funds, including special ed restricted funds, and then the city also takes out another 2%, and that's about $20 million, for being the authorizer of charter schools. And then what's left, the charter schools, and they call that the per pupil, have power to decide how that money is spent. In a traditional school, what's left, and it's the same amount of that per pupil, central office holds a certain amount of it in services and gives some cash to the schools. That is how the funding formula works for charter schools.
That's Bobbi Brown here on WIPR Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. She is executive director of City Neighbors Foundation, which is one of the charter school operators that has filed suit against the central school system. I have the impression that Baltimore City is talking about withholding more money than you think is fair. And some other school districts in the state, like Anne Arundel, I think, withholds a smaller amount and then expects the charter schools to cover some of those services for which it has not withheld money. Mm-hmm. And I'm asking whether you think that's a better approach.
I think that the best approach is for it to be a transparent and consistent process. And no one's making this up. The money doesn't belong to the school system. It doesn't belong to charter schools. It belongs to the students. And so that's why they need to come to the table. There has to be a transparency. Let's open the books. Let's see how it goes. And whatever is right, that's what we're committed to doing.
Well, the implication of what you told me a few minutes ago, it seems, about the way the city schools has approached this would imply that they're not interested in the charter schools being successful. Is that how you see it?
You know, they've said, just to use their own terms, they've invited us to two conversations so far, in my experience, in the past month, Sheila. So the first conversation, they began by introducing a formula that would close my three schools for sure and impact negatively at least another 8, 9, 10 charter schools in Baltimore. The second conversation, they began by introducing an announcement saying, you know, that we've dropped the lawsuit, that we've agreed to negotiations, and none of that was true either. So far, in terms of my confidence in having a trusted partner and coming to the table, I am having some difficulty saying that they care about charter schools.
And why do you think then, in your view, again, we don't have the city schools with us in this conversation, In your view, why would that be? When Baltimore has so many, Baltimore has more charter schools, as you know, it has about 3/4 of all the charter schools mm-hmm. in the state, certainly far more than any other jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Why would they not be committed to your success?
If we just take a look at that for a second, the charter schools in Baltimore are really grassroots groups. You know, they're all neighborhood groups that have come together with this idea of what could be a great public school. And I think, you know, if we just consider for a second what we're doing, I mean, the role of charters in Maryland and Baltimore is really to push back on the system and to ask them to work in a different way. And in this struggle, what is being highlighted is that, you know, capable and passionate educators and parents can come together to run schools and get great results for kids without a top-heavy system trying to run them. And that's uncomfortable for an entrenched system. And following the law.
And that probably is the answer to my question. I'm sorry we're out of time. This is a short conversation. Obviously, there's a lot more that we should talk about. I really appreciate your coming in to talk to us.
Thank you so much for having me. We're going to have a great rally tomorrow morning at 10:30 at Lake Montebello. And you can see the families and children and teachers who care passionately about education out there tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bobbi McDonald, she's executive director of City Neighbors Foundation, which operates 3 independent charter schools in Northeast Baltimore.